Beyond learning programming, you have to keep up a little bit. All you really need to do is buy a heavy paper book about your language and treat it like a newspaper, all 500 pages of it. You may learn more this way, as that will take you outside of your normal zone, and you darn well should get beach sand all over it. It's what programmers do. But if you have a wee bit of time, then get mad, because you should use that time in the most uncomfortable way. I'm a big fan of little signals, which are reactive variables. It's just like 20 lines of code, and have a dot value and a dot subscribe for monitoring that value. I add a map, a filter, and other useful transformations that all return a brand new signal with the correct data. They all use the signal that they are originally attached to and subscribe to it, transform the value in the way that they're supposed to, and apply it to the new signal that they have returned. So the process can repeat over and over. It's very simple. This was my wild and crazy way to plow through RxJS. I learned it so fast by building with signals that I try not to talk about it. It was just wild. Once you see how many lines of code combine latest requires, mad is what you get. And you keep going. Anytime a new trend emerges, you learn how to use it or how to recreate it. This weekend, I set my simple map and dot filter aside and jumped to another reactive system, just for the purpose of learning. This thing has state, derived, and effect, so it's using a completely different vocabulary. But all that means is signal, map, and subscribe. So state is the reactive variable that I call signal. Derived combines multiple values together in one way or another, so it's like a map or combine latest with a map. And then effect. Effect is probably short for side effect, meaning that there's going to be stuff happening around this program. And that's basically subscribe. But the point of it is not to translate it in what I already know. It is to look at reactive variables from a slightly different angle to see if maybe there is some wisdom I can take home. And indeed, effect is pretty crazy. It forced me to modify the signal and make it announce when the signals are being read. You don't use combine latest here, where you merge multiple signals into one. Effect quietly listens to what signals are being read for automatic dependencies and subscriptions. This is not an easy announcement to make, because if effect contains many signals, many will try to tell effect or subscribe that they have changed. To keep things under control and readable, you have to use a set, which only allows one copy of the same thing, so you can keep adding something to it many times, but it will only be stored once. You can't tell when the last signal calls because you don't know how many of them there are. And you use queue microtask as a replacement for set timeout of 0. When the call stack is empty and JavaScript is ready for more things, the effect or subscribe function will run at the very end, just once. The difference between combine latest, where you spell out your signals manually, and effect is automatic subscription. Inside an effect, you don't have to specify what signals you are going to use. You just use them, and the effect will take care of everything. The signals announce when they are being read. Derived or computed creates a new signal based on other signals, where effect is just a function that runs when signals inside it change value. Derived just returns a new signal based on what's used inside the function. You still have to read it, and effect is how you do it. I loved studying the code. But writing my own implementation required turning my thinking inside out. You know, I already mastered signals. I'm very good at using them. But this thing is a little wild. I suppose, over time, it may slowly replace my use of the well-defined old ducks-in-a-row signals, because, well, just mentioning signal names inside effect is rather convenient. Using the combine-latest function, where you have to manage everything manually, can get a little bit tedious in large applications. And here, you just do your calculations, and you don't worry about anything at all. This is what happens. This is how it works. Programming languages emerge both new and old trends, and you have to twist your mind in and around them. JavaScript is getting lots of new features. They're all very nice looking. And well worth your time and scribbles. Programming is a lifelong exploration. It is not complex. It is never overwhelming. Because you can just reinvent whatever confuses you and understand it line by line. You can arrive at the same decisions that the systems you are studying made during their development, and just understand everything layer by layer, not all at once. And the best programs, and this is rather amazing, the best programs only exist because they are tiny. So it is about brain gymnastics, not confusion or being overwhelmed by complexity. If anything ever does challenge you, especially in the beginning, just ask AI to create a simplified version of it and start your journey there. You'll quickly become more powerful than the original creators. Programming is like all the games, both computer games, board games, and even crossword puzzles, all combined together to create this beautiful living thing. Now with the addition of AI, holy guacamole.